It was a little over a month before the summer could be said to have started. Started, that is, to the extent that Homer Munn had written his final financial report of the fiscal year, seen to it that the substitute librarian supplied by the government was sufficiently aware of the subtleties of the post. Last year's man had been quite unsatisfactory, and arranged to have his little cruiser, the Unimara, named after a tender and mysterious episode of 20 years past, taken out of its winter cobwebbery. He left Terminus in a sullen distemper. No one was at the port to see him off. That was natural, since no one ever had in the past. He knew very well that it was important to have this trip in no way different from any he had made in the past, yet he felt drenched in a vague resentment. He, Homer Munn, was risking his neck in daring duery of the most outrageous sort, and yet he left alone. At least, so he thought. And it was because he thought wrongly that the following day was one of confusion, both on the Unimara and in Dr. Durrell's suburban home. It hit Dr. Durrell's home first, in point of time, through the medium of Polly, the maid, whose month's vacation was now quite a thing of the past. She flew down the stairs in a flurry and stutter. The good doctor met her, and she tried vainly to put emotion into words, but ended by thrusting a sheet of paper and a cubical object at him. He took them unwillingly and said, "What's wrong, Polly?"
"She's gone, doctor."
"Who's gone?"
"Arcadia."
"What do you mean, gone? Gone where? What are you talking about?" And she stamped her foot.
"I don't know. She's gone. And there's a suitcase and some clothes gone with her, and there's that letter. Why don't you read it instead of just standing there? Oh, you men!"
Dr. Durrell shrugged and opened the envelope. The letter was not long, and except for the angular signature, Arcady, was in the ornate and flowing handwriting of Arcadia's transcriber. "Dear Father, it would have been simply too heartbreaking to say goodbye to you in person. I might have cried like a little girl, and you would have been ashamed of me. So I'm writing a letter instead to tell you how much I'll miss you, even while I'm having this perfectly wonderful summer vacation with Uncle Homer. I'll take good care of myself, and it won't be long before I'm home again. Meanwhile, I'm leaving you something that's all my own. You can have it now. Your loving daughter, Arcady." He read it through several times with an expression that grew blanker each time. He said stiffly, "Have you read this, Polly?" Polly was instantly on the defensive.
"I certainly can't be blamed for that, doctor. The envelope has Polly written on the outside, and I had no way of telling there was a letter for you on the inside. I'm no snoop, doctor, and in the years I've been with—"
Durrell held up a placating hand. "Very well, Polly. It's not important. I just wanted to make sure you understood what had happened." He was considering rapidly. It was no use telling her to forget the matter. With regard to the enemy, forget was a meaningless word, and the advice, insofar as it made the matter more important, would have had an opposite effect. He said instead, "She's a queer little girl, you know. Very romantic. Ever since we arranged to have her go off on a space trip this summer, she's been quite excited."
"And just why has no one told me about this space trip?"
"It was arranged while you were away, and we forgot. It's nothing more complicated than that." Polly's original emotions now concentrated themselves into a single, overwhelming indignation.
"Simple, is it? The poor chick has gone off with one suitcase, without a decent stitch of clothes to her, and alone at that. How long will she be away?"
"Now I won't have you worrying about it, Polly. There will be plenty of clothes for her on the ship. It's been all arranged. Will you tell Mr. Anthor that I want to see him? Oh, and first, is this the object that Arcadia has left for me?" He turned it over in his hand. Polly tossed her head.
I'm sure I don't know. The letter was on top of it, and that's every bit I can tell you. Forget to tell me, indeed, if her mother were alive. Darrell waved her away. Please call Mr. Anthar.